Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
You brought me a fish?
I'm almost up to my chin in coffee grounds and potato skins.
You must have incredible soil.
You're all wet. I brought my bathrobe. It looks like something my Aunt Beatrice would wear.
Our clothing budget proves it.
You're still talking about evangelism, right?
Is it the one right here, Daddy?
I can't see it, Bethany. Aubrey, would you help her?
Yeah, do you need the Stilson or the basin wrench?
Stilson ought to do it.
Here, let me give it to him.
Yeah, got it. Come on. There you go. Thank you, ladies, for your very able assistance.
My pleasure.
I'll make plumbers out of you two yet.
But no! Aubrey wants to be an actress, not a plumber. She told me so herself. She's gonna be on Broadway.
That's Broadway, Bethany. But don't worry. Even when I'm famous, I'll always be happy to get my hands dirty with the two of you.
Oh, well, thank you. Did you hear that, Bethany? She'll take time to go slumming with the little people.
You may kiss my hand, Father.
Little people? I'm not that little. I'm way bigger than frogs and dogs. Well, not Mr. Jefferson's dog, Spike, because he's a really big one. But most dogs...
Honey, you're getting bigger every day. You know, our clothing budget proves it. Hey, you know what? Speaking of actors, did you hear that your friend Seth moved into town?
Seth Young?
Yeah. You guys were in that skit last year at camp.
Shakes is an Odyssey? You're kidding.
Shakes?
Oh, well, it's a nickname. See, it started out as Shakespeare, mm-hmm. but morphed into Shakes. You know, he was always such a nut that everyone shakes with laughter when he's around. I guess he had to be there.
No. I think I know what you mean. I mean, he was always running around with something odd on his head. I remember one time a clown's hat and another time a bowl of fruit.
Don't forget his underwear.
Oh, I was trying to forget his underwear, honey. You know, the only time I ever remember him getting serious during the whole camp was when he accepted Christ. He was certainly serious about that.
And I'm a lot taller than Jessica. She has to stand on her tiptoes just to come up to my eyes.
What?
I'm gonna go ask Mom. She won't think I'm a little person. Mommy!
I think something got lost in the translation.
You know, it's getting to the point where I don't understand anybody under 10 anymore.
Yeah, well, that happens in cases of advanced age like yours. Hey, you know what? You ought to pay Seth at Shakes a visit and welcome him to town.
Hey, that's a great idea. I'll give him a call. Hey, Aubrey, it's not like he was your boyfriend or anything. Take a breath and ring the doorbell. Now, that was interesting.
Yes?
Hey there, Shakes. Long time no see.
Aubrey?
In the flesh.
Why are you here?
What? Oh, well, I'm here to say hi. I tried to call, but your phone's not hooked up or something. It's great to see you again.
You too.
I was going to return the frog you hid in my shoe at camp, but I thought it probably wouldn't be a good housewarming gift.
Oh, sorry. I don't do that anymore.
I would hope not. That's kid stuff. Nothing short of a full-grown fish for your housewarming. Ta-da!
You brought me a fish?
It's a trout, to be specific. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey! Weird doorbell. Did it come with the house?
Actually, it's my mother's idea. She's, eccentric.
To each his own, huh? I thought maybe you might like a tour around town, just to help you see where all the great hangouts are now. You know.
I appreciate your offer, but to be honest, I was just about to begin my personal Bible study. If you like, you could join me. I'll bring my things out here on the porch.
Oh, cool. I wondered how things were going with you. Have you found a church in town yet? I'd love to have you come to ours.
Thanks, but I thought I'd try the church at the end of the block this Sunday. I already talked to the pastor there.
Sure, yeah. It'll make it easy for your family to just walk down the street.
My parents don't attend church. Yet.
Okay, well, let's do some Bible study.
I like your attitude. Holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may have cause to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. Philippians 2:16.
Right.
Oh, it's my mother. Look, go with my lead, okay?
What?
Hey, Mom!
Hi, honey!
Guess who dropped by? It's one of my crazy friends from camp last year.
Oh, I knew it. I sensed that there would be a new sphere in our orbit. Hello, sweetie.
She brought us a trout as a housewarming gift. Is that whacked or what?
A trout? Oh, how perfect. What's your name?
Aubrey.
Oh, a celestial name if I ever heard one. I told you that the season was right for this move, didn't I, Seth? Didn't I? What could be more welcoming than an Aubrey with a trout? A simple gift of nature. Oh, thank you.
Aubrey's always been a kick, that's for sure.
You're welcome in our home anytime, dear.
Thanks.
Seth, while I go pick up your sister from dance class, why don't you and Aubrey take a walk around town? You don't mind, do you, Aubrey? You can show him all your favorite places and introduce him to some of your friends. I don't want my Sethy being an old stick in the mud.
Well, Seth and I were going to go study.
Cool! Let's go, Aubrey, right now.
Okay. Bye, Mrs. Young.
Aubrey?
Uh-huh.
I love your aura.
If you follow Front Street, it will take you all the way to the mall.
I'm not much of a mall type. I'm sorry about that situation with my mother.
Situation?
I'm sorry I dropped you into the middle of all that without an explanation. I didn't expect you to show up.
Middle of what?
It all boils down to evangelism, really.
Okay, you've lost me now.
I have to be different with my mother. I become the happy, joke-around kid that she needs me to be. It's actually a new approach to outreach. We were developing it in my youth group at my old church.
You're still talking about evangelism, right?
Of course. Reaching people on their level. How can anyone understand the truth unless I can communicate and speak his or her language?
Like friendship evangelism?
It's actually much deeper than that. We called it universal evangelism. Universal as in, I have become all things to all men that I may by all means save some. 1 Corinthians 9:22.
I'm still not sure I understand.
Okay, I'll show you. Who's that woman over there? The one working in her garden? Do you know her?
Mrs. Westra? I don't really know her, but whatever you do, don't go near her flowers. She guards them like a pit bull.
Is she a Christian?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever gotten close enough to ask and live to talk about it.
Good. Mrs. Westra? It is Mrs. Westra, right?
Seth?
Yes. Hi, my name's Seth, and this is my friend, Aubrey.
Hello. Do I know you?
No, I just moved in down the block. I had to meet you, though, because this has to be the most beautiful garden on this block.
Why, thank you.
You must have incredible soil. Do you use peat moss in the mixture?
I do. You know gardening?
Well, I'm not in your class. I usually plant a few perennials. I've had luck with salvia.
Oh, well, that's a beautiful plant. I have some portulaca in the backyard. Would you like to see them?
I'm afraid I can't right now. Perhaps if you don't mind, I could come over after church on Sunday. I'm going to visit the church down the block here.
Oh, that would be lovely. We can have some lemonade and cookies on the back porch if you'd like.
Overlooking your flowers?
Yes.
Well, I'll be here. We can even talk mulch if you have the time. See you then.
Bye-bye.
That was amazing.
On Sunday, our conversation can start with God's creations and move on to God himself.
And you do this all the time?
As often as I can. All of this is a big part of my future focus. I plan on developing universal evangelism and using it worldwide by the time I'm 25.
Wow.
So what's your future focus?
Oh, well, I guess I don't have one yet.
You better get started. Research studies have proven that if you don't have a future focus by your second year as a Christian, then your whole worldview will be skewed by TV, movies, and liberal school doctrine.
I'm homeschooled.
Oh, that's a plus anyway.
Wow. Sure seems like you've got all the answers.
So do you, Aubrey. I better get back now. Thanks for the tour.
Well, wait. Don't you want to go to Wood's End? I was going to treat you to some ice cream.
No time for that. I've got work to do.
Off to study the Bible?
Nope. Flowers Digest.
Ooh, these are cute. Hi, Aubrey. Hey, look at these shoes in this magazine. I love this style. What do you think?
They're blue.
Yeah, those would go great with my new linen pants. Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah, how about something with lots of fizz?
One soda, coming up. Oh my goodness, look at that dress. Why would anyone buy this? It looks like something my Aunt Beatrice would wear. Here's your soda. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just thinking.
What are you thinking about?
Do you have a future focus?
Do I have a what?
Suppose... Okay, all right. I've got this friend, and she's a Christian, okay?
Okay, I can picture that.
And say she spends way too much time at frivolous things.
So you're saying that this friend is someone we both know?
I didn't say that. What I'm asking is, how does she know if she's doing the right things? How does she know if she's doing enough to serve God?
So, you're saying that you think this person is wasting her time with something?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, this girl is focused on something that's not really important.
Right.
And that's what you meant by future focus.
Well...
So you're saying that you think this friend is flitting around, wasting too much of her time? She's got her head in the clouds instead of her feet on the ground? She's dreaming about tomorrow instead of putting her God-giving gifts to work today. That's what you're saying.
Maybe. Well, yeah.
It's only a fashion magazine, Aubrey. I've spent 5 minutes looking at it.
What?
Okay, so maybe I dream a little too much. It's not like it consumes me.
No, I wasn't...
Fine! There, it's in the trash. You're right. There are so many things I could be doing that would be more uplifting.
Connie,
No. I mean, take those kids over there. I suppose if I gave a little more time to them instead of reading a silly magazine, I could be God's hand in their lives. You're right. When you're right, you're right. You're right, you're right, you're right. So, excuse me.
Sure. It's getting to the point where I don't understand anybody over 10 anymore.
Yo, kids! It's ministry time!
Hello? Oh, thank you for calling me back, Pastor. Right, well... I've been wondering about my future focus. You know, how does God want me to apply myself to make a difference in my world? Oh, no, I don't think I'd be a good children's ministry volunteer. I've seen Mr. Humphreys after his Sunday school classes. I've never seen a grown man quiver and cry like that. Right. Well, I was thinking more of a public ministry, like singing in a church service. Pastor, are you still there?
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya.
Oh, that was simply lovely. Let's all give Aubrey an Odyssey retirement home thank you. They just loved it.
Thanks.
Children, I'm your new Sunday school volunteer. Please quiet down. My name is Aubrey. Could you please quiet down? Thank you. Okay, I'd like to read the Bible story for today. If we could all just sit down over here. No, I'm over here. Hello? Over here. How about some cookies? Ah! Well, this looks like as good a place as any. Okay,
Dear God, it's just you and me out here alone. I'm here to talk to you about what you want to do with me. I mean, I haven't been doing so well figuring it out on my own. I brought my bathrobe. I thought maybe we could use it like a fleece. You did that once before, remember? I'm just not sure what my question should be. I'm thinking you could tell me if I should be a missionary or something. Like, if I leave it out overnight and the robe is wet in the morning. Or maybe it should be the robe is dry and the ground is wet. But then again, what about animals? What if some animal were to just tear it up or something? Oh, I'm not sure what to do now. This is tougher than I thought. Should the robe be wet or dry? Should I hang it in the tree? Oh, is the missionary thing a good question? Could you help me out here? What should I do with this silly robe? Should it be wet or dry? Thank you.
You're all wet.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
What?
Never mind, Bethany. I'm gonna go change.
Wait, but you can't. Daddy wanted you to help him with the garbage disposal.
I can't. I'm soaked. And I'm not a plumber.
Here's a paper towel. Dad will be right back. He wants to go get a different thingamajig. He was working on that thingy there, but the thingamajig was too small.
Wow, you've got all the technical terms down, don't you?
Huh?
Never mind, Bethany. I'm gonna go change.
Daddy wants your help.
Why? What am I gonna do anyways? I'm no good at this. I'm no good at anything.
Sure you are. Are you kidding? You can spit better than anybody I know.
I mean, why does Dad do this stuff anyway? He's smart, you know? He could do anything he wanted to. He should be the president of the United States or inventing new computers, not wrestling with thingies and thingamajigs.
God put him here.
What?
You're so silly, Aubrey. Can't you tell? God put Dad right here to make things work right. And he couldn't just do that if he was just some old president, you know?
You know, the weird thing is, that almost made sense.
Well, the little I heard made some sense to me. Although the president might disagree.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, honey. Are you all right? Besides being a little damp, that is?
Yeah. I'm just thinking through some things. I'm fine.
Okay, Bethany, back to work. The thingamajig, please. You know, your conversation with Bethany sounded like you were a little concerned about my job. Is that close?
No, I just...
Honey, I'm where God wants me to be. I can serve God right here. Bethany, could you hand me the curved pipe?
Sure, Daddy.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, how did God tell you that you should be here and not someplace else?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with me seeking God where He puts me. You know, when I'm constantly reaching out for God, He always seems to open the right doors for me along the way.
Really?
Oh, definitely, honey. It's funny, though. Sometimes I feel like I'm just stumbling through life. It's only when I look back on the things that have happened that I realize that there was some logic to it all along. God was preparing me for what was ahead, and I didn't even know it. It's then that I realize I'm glad He's in control instead of me.
But how do I do something that will make a difference?
Well, what's wrong with making yourself available to God? Maybe we need to let Him use us when and where He wants to.
But I don't know how to do anything. Everything I've been trying to do has been a disaster.
Aubrey, if your attitude is right and your heart is His, honey, you can make a difference if you're serving ice cream at Wit's End or if you're president of the United States.
That makes sense, I guess. I'll need to think about it. Oh, here's a box wrench. You forgot to tighten the quarter-inch nuts.
Huh? Oh, you're right. Hey, see, look, you're making a difference already. Thanks, sweetie.
Yeah, you too. Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Aubrey.
Repairman. Look, sorry about our misunderstanding the other day. I wasn't trying to say anything bad about you.
No, you're right. Once I cool down, I realize that I need to make the best use of my time. Should I look under repairman or... I guess it ought to be under plumbers.
What is it?
It's a person with a wrench who fixes things. I'm afraid I'm finally way past my skill level with the garbage disposal in the kitchen. I'm almost up to my chin in coffee grounds and potato skins. I need help.
This is a joke, right?
No joking matter at this point. It's a mess.
No, I mean, my dad must have called or something, right?
No, I haven't heard from him. Why? Is he any good with plumbing?
He's great, but I'm pretty good myself, especially with garbage disposals.
Great. Roll up your sleeves, girl. The sink is calling you. We've got a party scheduled for this afternoon, and this could make or break it.
At your service.
What?
Do you ever feel like you're stumbling through life and it's only when you look back that you see some logic in it all?
Yeah, all the time. But I don't think there's a shred of logic to this garbage disposal.
Okay then, let's hit it. By the way, did I ever tell you that I could spit great too?
Spit?
Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." No matter if you're fixing a sink or preaching in a church, God wants us to do everything for his glory and to use our talents and abilities to serve him. Who knows how God may use your service in someone's life someday? Keep loving, praying, and reaching out to God, and you may be very surprised at how he uses you to make a difference. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Aubrey's Bathrobe was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Danielle Judovitz, Jerry Hauser, Robin Knight, Deborah Marlowe, and Sarah Pilgrim. Our production engineer was Alan Hurley. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.